MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. Tony and I with Reko Nare. You, of course, find him at Anchor. Reko, appreciate the early morning time. In the intro there, we've got markets coming under pressure. You've put together, I mean, the short answer is that there is a weaker consumer business confidence in the US. We've seen inflation ticking up, and the Atlanta Fed's GDP Now model is signaling potentially a Q1 contraction in the US of 2.4%. There are some concerns out there, I suppose, around the state of the US economy at this point in time.
Yeah, hi, Simon. Thanks for having me this morning. It's always great to be on the show. I think, as you said, Simon, you know, the context here is, you know, you've had two very strong years within developed market equities. Stocks have continued to climb even despite the macro headwinds. If you think of the fact that, you know, we had post-pandemic inflation, supply chain disruptions, higher interest rates, but all in the face of this, stocks continue to rise. But now you're seeing markets really face a macro environment and macro headwinds that they can't ignore. And this is mainly in the form of heightened geopolitical uncertainty. And of course, that's coming on the back of, you know, the Trump administration's foreign policy stance. And we're seeing that driving. We've seen that since the beginning of the year drive the increased risk aversion that we're seeing play out. If you think about the fact that someone, you know, as of yesterday, U.S. stocks have erased all of their post-election gains.
Yeah.
Seeing investors continue to plow into the, you know, the less risky parts of the market. But as you said in the intro, you know, I think there's at the core of this volatility that we're seeing playing out, there's three main macro factors that I would say are playing out. The one is weaker consumer and business confidence, as you highlighted. The other one is rising inflation. And then, of course, this is all sort of elixir that's coming together around concerns over slower growth. So certainly, Simon, I think those are the three macro concerns that the market is juggling with and really facing as we currently stand.
And it feels wild as an investor to see this happening. I mean, I suspect you're just telling clients, you know, volatility is a feature of markets. It's not a bug. And you know, no knee-jerk reaction. Diverse portfolios and time sort of solve all of these concerns.
Yeah, Simon, I think, you know, look, you have to be honest around, you know, the market pessimism that's currently gripping markets. But as you said, you know, we've got to tell investors to avoid knee-jerk reactions. You know, it's not an all-fall-down situation. You've got parts of the market that are screening very positively. You know, you've also got, you know, the other parts of the markets as far as just emerging markets are concerned that are holding up. If you think about the fact that EMs were up 0.5%, while, you know, DMs in the form of the MSCI World or the All Countries were down between 0.3% to 0.7%. And I think, you know, the case that you made right now for, you know, constructing, you know, well-diversified portfolios, you know, I think on ours, you know, if you think of the fact that on one side you had Apple falling 4% yesterday, while Unilever and, you know, the consumer staples parts of the portfolio was up to 0.6%. So, you know, I think, Simon, you know, now's the time for active management to earn its stripes. You've got stretched valuations within the U.S. You've got shifting macro conditions and geopolitical risks. But yeah, now's the time for active stock picking and active management to really earn its stripes and to find those missed price opportunities and generate the alpha that investors look to active management for.
I take your point on that. Absolutely. A last quick question. I mean, a couple of folks have been saying, oh, tech sold off, time to jump in. I mean, my sense is it's always more to the point you made earlier around having a plan and a strategy rather than a knee jerk. Well, Nvidia's down at, I don't know, 107. This is cheap. It's always a case of, you know, doing your homework and making sure that you actually understand what you're buying and the valuation you're paying for it.
Yeah, definitely, Simon. I think the valuation is definitely a big factor for us. If you think about like our global macro IRR model that we run, stock screen against models, you know, I'll take the like of Novo Nordisk, for example, within Copenhagen and the ADR within the US. You know, we've liked that stock for a while. Yesterday's 8% move negative, you know, that kind of brings it in the right territory for us. You know, you've got whatever, like a 24 percent risk-adjusted IRR that we're screening with a 15% EPS growth for the next 3 years. So the move downwards yesterday definitely puts it in the right frame for us. We weren't comfortable to pay the premium that we were before, but yeah, now it certainly does put it in the right ballpark for us as investors.
Yep, I take your point. These sort of volatile markets create opportunity as much as they are at times quite scary. Rekanari from Anchor, always appreciate the early morning insights. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.